And now on Roundtable, recently an article called Why Chinese Young People Don't Hang Around has been reposted in many social networks and online forums. Its main point is that Chinese youngsters are kidnapped by their colorless but busy life. Now, this is no news as we've been hearing opinions like this before. So what does this one in specific say?
So this one started out from an article, and the article was written 2 years ago. There was this very famous columnist named Cheng Fang, and 2 years ago he met this young man from Poland, and that Polish man was coming to China because he was attending a Chinese language speaking contest. And he told Cheng Fang that he planned to stay in China for 3 months. So Cheng Fang got very curious, and he asked him, how can you leave your job for that much time? And then the Polish guy said, well, that's quite common. You know, we travel around, we do odd jobs here and there so that we can go to the next stop. So this is nothing unusual. So that inspired Cheng Fang to write an article like this.
Yeah, and I think really what this Polish guy is talking about is something that actually has quite caused a bit of concern among Western commentators as well. I mean, number one, you have to remember that old people always like to criticize young people. And so what we see more and more is that there is a specific group, and especially in the U.S., but this is true of the U.K. and other parts of Europe, a specific demographic, 18 to about 29 or 30. This is the time when the old way of thinking about it was that now you've graduated from university. After 18, after 21, you are now an adult. It's time to kind of settle down. But what we're seeing more and more is that this group of people, 18 to about 29 or 30, they don't settle down. Instead, they still have part-time jobs. They still, you know, they're not thinking about a family. They're not thinking about a career. They're not thinking about buying a house and settling down and things like that. More than likely, they're not even in a committed relationship. But really, when we look at this Polish man, he really is, I think, very representative of that group. And some researchers in the U.S. have called it emerging adulthood, because older people, like my parents' generation, they look at these people and like, what the heck is going on? But really, this is a time when the these emerging adults, they have a chance to explore their world and explore who they are. And so from the outside, for people who didn't have this opportunity, it seems very, very strange. But for a lot of these people, it's just natural and kind of what they want to do. And I think, you know, bringing that back to China, one of the reasons that, Chen Feng says that, you know, Chinese people doesn't have that. Well, that's partly because we don't have a concept of emerging adulthood. And at this point, we don't really have, China doesn't really have the space necessarily for emerging adulthood either.
Exactly. I think we can talk about a lot of differences, but I think it's also important to emphasize that this kind of lifestyle is not the mainstream lifestyle that, you know, Westerners are living. It's not like more than 50% of youngsters in UK or in the US after graduation are just traveling around the world while doing odd jobs.
Well, but more and more are. That's the point.
Even if it's not the majority of the people who are living this kind of life, the thing is, in Western countries and regions, maybe if you tell someone, I'm living like this, they will not look at you as if you were some kind of freak.
Depends on how old the other person is, though.
Yeah.
What generation
that's
from.
Whereas here in China, if you tell that to your parents or maybe someone of your similar age, you will get this look.
Right.
Because I think, you know, Chinese people are just so accustomed to the idea that, you know, as a Chinese, we have to Sanxiarli. So by the age of 30, you have to have some sort of a career. You have to think about settling down. You have to have a family. You have to have a car, that sort of thing.
Yeah, no, and it is funny because actually emerging adults in the U.S., by the time that they are 30 or early 30s, they do actually have a career. They do actually have a very steady long-term permanent job, but it's just that time between about 18 to 29 where we see that that's when they're doing a lot of this exploration. And I want to point out that it doesn't necessarily mean that they're traveling around the world either. Maybe they're still in their hometown. Maybe they're still in the town that they graduated university from or somewhere near there. It's just that their life is not settled yet. It's still very open and has a lot of potential still, you might say.
Right. And also, our WeChat listener Cheer agrees with what Liu Yan had just said about, you know, pressure from China. She is saying that...
Which one is it?
She. It's she. Is saying that there is a lot of family and social pressure. To hang around is considered to, you know, not be serious with your life.
Exactly.
You know, 不务正业，不切实际. She is saying that her boyfriend and her doesn't want to buy a house and just want to go over and travel and use their income in either learning new things or traveling. And even that is, you know, something that's being objected by both parents.
Yeah, but this is the problem. I mean, according to this article, I mean, this is the problem with many of these kind of this type of thought where, you know, you take one or two examples of people from a Western country and then you extrapolate that out to all people and you say, oh, because some of the people that I've met, they don't get resistance from their parents or friends. That must mean that this country that they're from totally accepts what they're doing. And that's not true. I mean, the reason that so much research in the U.S. has been done on emerging adulthood is because there's a lot of resistance to
exactly.
it. I mean, people are looking at that generation, usually termed the millennials, and be like, what the heck is wrong with these people? You know, they're almost 30. They're doing nothing with their lives. They have no direction. And so in that sense, I mean, we see something very similar in other countries. But I think the point here is that in China, it's a bit stronger. Perhaps, and a bit more mainstream, the resistance against emerging adulthood behavior.
Right. Also, you know, is this really bad? I mean, is having a stable job and trying to buy a home right after graduation really bad? And also, is not having a good job, you know, traveling around really bad?
I think it really depends on who you ask. If it were me, I probably would not live a life like that Polish man because I would feel extremely insecure. But on the other hand, if you are a free spirit and you decide that you just want to live a life that you want, and even if you don't have a direction, very clear sense of where I should be, what I should do for the rest of my life, at this time, that's fine. Maybe it will hit you when you're in your 30s, and that's not too late. So I really think it depends on who you asked. But I have to say this, it's better if you finally find something that you think is your true calling and then focus on that. I think it's better that way because you will be more productive.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, it really just depends on the type of person that you are. My only really big problem with the kind of 1, 2, 3, this is how my life has to be kind of idea or that traditional process is that for so many people, when they go through that, you know, and then they reach 40 or 50 and they're like, what the heck happened? I mean, so I did all of this, you know, my parents, my grandparents, society told me that if I did 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, then I was going to be successful and happy. And now I'm 40, 50 years old. And I don't know where I'm going with my life. I mean, it has not worked for me. And so that's really, I think, why it's kind of important for some people you know, kind of have a bit of space in between when they leave home and when they settle down. That being said, I think there's another group of people who are very suited to have this kind of 1, 2, 3, 4, mm-hmm. 5. This is how my life should be because they're actually very set. They have their own idea about how they want their life.
Exactly.
They know what they want their life to be like when they're 40 years old, and they go about the steps to do that.
Yeah. Also, I think it has to do with whether the kind of lifestyle you're living is the one that you like. It's very important because if you like being in one place, being stable,
right.
having a stable home, then there's nothing wrong with it. Yeah. And
yeah.
if you like to drift around, hang around, there's nothing wrong with that either.
But also, I mean, like, you know, the point of the article about how Chinese youngsters are kidnapped by their colorless but busy life, mm-hmm. I fundamentally disagree with. Mm-hmm. I think we're seeing more and more that that Chinese young people are finding ways to, yes, be busy and mm-hmm. have pressure, but also to know how to have fun and know how to hang out with their friends. And, you know, more and more we're seeing that married couples are choosing to put off having kids or maybe even put off marriage. They're a committed couple, but they don't want to get married yet because they have so much other stuff that they want to do.
Right.
And also young people these days go abroad for maybe studies or traveling a whole lot more than back in my generation. So I think, yeah, it's not exactly true that youngsters in China are not living a colorful life.
Right. Also, more people are quitting their jobs and traveling instead of, you know, just using their, you know, meager annual leave to, you know, take on holidays. And I know, actually, I know personally that the boyfriend of one of my friends is exactly a person like this Polish man. He's doing odd jobs while traveling around. Now, the only problem is that my girlfriend doesn't dare tell her father that she has a boyfriend like this, you know, because there's no way that her father's going to agree.
So while the boyfriend is traveling around, does she follow him around?
Not necessarily, but when she has time, she can take time off from her work, from her job, she'll accompany him. But basically, they're leading two different kinds of lifestyles. And you're listening to Roundtable here on Easy FM with me, Xiaohua, Liu Yan, and John.